Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine, and joining us is Bills General Manager Buddy Nix. Buddy, thanks for taking the time to join us. Right off the bat, a lot of people look at the Combine as the place to get up to speed on the college players, but there's also some free agent business that usually gets taken care of here with all the agents in town. Bills fans, they want to know about Jarris Byrd. They want to know about Andy Levitre. Plans to meet with those guys, I'm assuming, or at least their representatives here in Indy.
Yeah, we are. We're meeting with their agents, and, you know, Jim Overdorf and Rush do a lot of that with the agents, and then they fill me in at the end of the day. We make a plan and go from there. But to answer your question about those two guys, obviously we'd like to keep them both. They're good players, and you can throw Lee Otis in there. You can throw some of those other guys in there we're going to try to sign. But the sad thing is you get to a point that maybe you can't keep everybody. You know, it's just the nature of the business. We're going to try. But the only way, Chris, you can do it is put a value on the guy that he is to you. And then if somebody else sees him at a higher value, he'll probably leave and sign with them. And it's good for the player, it's good for the teams that get him. But obviously you hate to lose them, but what you really eventually going to lose some.
The team has not made use of the franchise tag since 2006. Is that on the table as an option, should it come to that?
Absolutely. It's an option. You know, I mean, it's part of the process, part of the rule, and if it comes to that, we'd rather not, but if it comes to that, we'll take advantage of it.
I know you guys have had meetings with some of your bigger free agent reps in past years here. I mean, so what is realistic, do you think, in terms of the progress that can be made in the time that you guys are here and meeting with, you know, the free agent representatives?
You know, I think it's huge. I think you can make a lot of progress here because you sit down in a relaxed atmosphere. Most all the other stuff's done by phone before you get here and after. So this is a chance to look eye to eye with these guys and let them know what you think and find out what they're thinking is.
With respect to free agents that are on other clubs, or pending free agents, I should say, is that primary list kind of put together? I know you can't talk to anybody yet, you know, because that's tampering, but, you know, teams put their primary lists together without naming names. I mean, do you have a list, you know, formulated?
Yeah, we can't talk to them and we can't talk about them, but I will tell you the list is there.
Okay. That's all we were looking for. Now we get into some of the college prospects. Intelligence and versatility are always two qualities that are highly coveted in prospects. But knowing you have a new staff here and the offensive and defensive schemes, they want to be multiple. Do intelligence and versatility in terms of scheme kind of move up the priority list?
Well, I think they are a priority, but I'm not sure they're any more than they always were. Okay. You know, we're the good thing, and I keep saying this, and I was sold on this in interviewing Doug and talking to Mike, you know, our defensive coordinator, that they are going to adjust. The plan, the scheme is flexible enough to adjust to what a player can do. And to me, that's invaluable. It makes it easy for us as scouts and personnel people, and it also makes you a better football team. If you start trying to get exactly something that will fit the scheme and you're going to run that scheme no matter what, you normally are not very successful.
Okay, so now, you know, your new quarterback was coming. You've publicly stated, I think it was back in December when you were on the radio saying, you know, this might be a year where you got to get the quarterback maybe around earlier than you might even have him graded, knowing how inflated that position can get in terms of grade. So has your view on that changed at all, you know, in your time reviewing some of these prospects? You had another couple of months to take a look at it, the primary boards together. How has your approach changed, if at all, or does it remain the same?
You know, sometimes I'm too honest about saying things, and then it goes on forever. But it hasn't changed at all. I still feel the same way. I think now's the time for us, and we're turning over every stone to make sure we know all there is to know possibly about these players.
Does the outside, there's a perceived lack of consensus at the quarterback position because there's no true surefire, this guy's the man. You know, you don't have a Luck or a Griffin this year, at least that's the perception on the outside. Does that muddy the water, number one? Does it put more homework on the plate of you and your scouts?
You know, I think we'd do the same thing, Chris. I don't think it puts any more on the plate. I do think that you're trying harder to make sure that you know every little thing. But this consensus, if we're not careful, will mislead you. I think there's a lot of talent at the quarterback position. Whether or not the strong points are enough to make them go really high, except for having to live through about 6 months of being just ripped by the press, if you take a guy, they think you took him too high. If a guy helps your team, he starts for you and helps you win games, it doesn't get too high.
Last one for you, buddy, and again, thanks for the time. What positions do you believe carry the most top-flight talent, and what positions do you think carry the best depth in this year's class?
You know, I think, as always, there's a lot of good wide receivers. Colleges are playing more spread formations and using more wide outs. I think that's a strong point. I think there's a good number of offensive linemen. Safeties, there's more safeties than I've seen that are graded. Sometimes I've seen us with in the top four or five picks not have over three or four names, and there's a lot more than that this time. So I think those are deep positions, and you can always – there's linebackers in the mid-rounds and sometimes in the late rounds that can come in and really help you.
And those O-line, D-line guys seem to be considered pretty deep as well in terms of premier talent there. I mean, they're talking about maybe half the first round is going to be offensive and defensive linemen.
Yeah, and that'll be good because we're not – maybe some people don't think we're great there, but I think we're pretty solid at both sides.
All right, buddy. Thanks as always for the time. Good luck getting your work done this week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bills GM Buddy Nix here on BuffaloBills.com.